Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George and I are having a feast in prosperity.
We are feasting.
Glory to God.
We're feasting on the Word, Gloria.
Oh, we like
this,
it.
This has been so good to be with you for these 2 weeks.
I thoroughly enjoy
just sitting at this table and you sharing the Word and us being able to teach and hearing all of the quotes that Gloria comes up with. Right before we went on the air today, Gloria gave us this one. She said, cash is better, cash is cool, cash works.
I like that quote.
And here's another profound one. There are wrong people in the right places.
That's true. We need to pray that fixed.
We need to get the right people in the right places, don't we?
Amen. That's right.
Well, Gloria, in these 2 weeks that we've had together, and I believe that we have fulfilled the assignment that was given to us by God to teach that He is our source. Amen. God is our source. And we spent these last 2 weeks, as well as 70 scriptures, talking to you about God being the source of your life.
And this is 220.
This is the 230th.
230. Okay.
230 Days of Prosperity since we started teaching in 2011. These notes, as well as all of the other notes from our teachings, are available to you on kcm.org. You can go to the website and you'll find
them
there. And we also have a book that we want to give you absolutely free. You can ask for that. It's a book called God is My Source by Gloria and Pastor George, and it has all 70 scriptures, quotes, other things in here that you can read on a daily basis in order to renew your mind and become fully persuaded that God is your source. It will get you out of the mindset of where is it going to come from. Now you know where. You know exactly where it's going to come from. It'll get you out of the mindset of how are we going to pay this. Now you know how. Now you know who is going to take care of that for you.
God.
So our
and
minds.
We know who.
We know who.
We know Him who.
We
know. Hallelujah.
We know Him who.
Yes.
And He is the one.
He's our Father.
He is our heavenly, loving,
and
heavenly
Lord
Father
Jesus.
Who
Hallelujah.
Is so good to us. So He is our source. Say this after me. God is my source.
God is my source.
I
roll all of my care.
Over unto Him.
Over unto Him.
He cares for me.
He cares for me.
I trust Him.
I trust Him.
I look to Him.
I look to
He
Him.
Directs my ways.
He directs my ways.
God is my source.
God is my source. And He blesses me.
He blesses me.
Hallelujah.
I receive that. I receive the blessing of the Lord upon my life. And I believe that our spirit has become enlarged.
I believe that, George.
You
the
know,
word
even,
does that.
Even in these days that we've talked together, I've gone home from our taping sessions so excited
me
about
too.
What the Word says to us about God being our source. And it encourages me.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible to them that believe. Nothing is impossible
Praise
to you,
God.
Pastor, for your congregation.
That's
you
right.
get on your faith. You believe God and get your congregation to believe God with you. Don't be pushing
That's
your
right.
congregation where finances are concerned. You get their faith
That's
first
right.
and the money is going to come.
Amen.
You seek ways to get the word out and the money is
That's
going
it.
To come in. I had Brother Copeland say that to me one day
That's
when
right.
I went over to the house when you lived in Lake Country. I went over to the house, and long story short, we had somebody had written an appeal letter.
Uh-oh, from us?
Mm. And your brother Doug, who was in
and
charge
you
at the
got
time,
called.
Yeah, Doug, your brother, who was the executive director, he gave me the letter. He said, George, go over to Kenneth and Gloria's house and give this to Kenneth. Let him read it. I said to him, you know, I have great admiration for your brother Doug. I always have. We just have a good friendship with each other. But on this particular day, I said, I'm not going over there.
Good for you, George. You did know better
I said,
than
I'm
that.
Not taking that to them. He said, well, George, just take it over there to him. Just take it to Kenneth. So I took this appeal letter.
So just tell him how bad it is. Is that the way it went?
Yeah, it was, you know, we were right in the middle of building the first building, the administrative building, and had to stop construction and so forth. And so this company had written an appeal letter. So I took it over there, and I took the letter, and I I just slid it over to Kenneth. We're at the kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
And he took it and he picked it up and he read it. He put it down and he looked at me with those eyes.
Mm.
And then he pointed at me. He pointed at me.
You never forgot it either.
I never forgot it. He said, you don't seek ways to get the money in.
Yeah.
You seek ways to get the word out. And the money will come in.
That's right. Glory to God.
And I took my little self and that letter and I took it back to Doug and I sat in front of Doug and said, you seek, don't you,
you
seek.
You take it. I'm not doing it.
So that's what that's we do.
Right.
We look to God. God is our source. And that was, Gloria, that was 1984, somewhere in there, 85. And here we are, 2015, 2016 now. And we are in a place where God has supplied every need. Not only is that building built, but every building on this property is debt-free.
That's right. And not only that, not only the ministry part of it, but our personal part.
Mm-hmm.
We believe God mm-hmm. for a home or a whatever we need.
Yeah.
It comes.
That's right.
Because it's all the same. It's the same way to do.
That's right.
You know, you believe, you receive it. And I've told this a lot of times, but we have, when we wanted, you know, when we first began to find out about faith,
mm-hmm.
Ken wanted an airplane. I wanted a house. He thought we could live in the airplane, I guess, but he wanted an airplane. And so they're both big ticket items.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we did not borrow the money. We didn't do it. And we eventually paid cash for both of them.
Yep.
Just, you know, got exactly what we wanted. Bought the fastest civilian airplane in the country at the time. And I got the house I wanted. We paid cash for it. But, you know, George, it didn't just fall on you, as Brother Hagin used to say, like ripe cherries off a tree.
Yeah.
You have to believe God. You lay it out. You get the scriptures that back up what you need, what you're asking for.
Yes.
And that brings faith. And you say those scriptures.
Yes.
And you say your faith. I believe I receive my house. I believe I receive my car, whatever it is.
Yep.
And it just works.
That's right. It works.
But you can't give in to unbelief.
You can't quit.
So how do you keep from giving in to unbelief? You keep your ears full of the Word, your eyes full of the Word.
That's right.
You keep faith down in your heart by that.
You keep it going.
And it'll produce.
Now, one of the things that I've taken notice of in your lives, because Kenneth and Gloria for the last 40 years have been my example, 40 years ago, have been my example to look at godly people who know how to walk by faith. And the thing that I've taken notice of is that they didn't stockpile everything that God gave them. They are two of the greatest givers that I have ever seen. And I've heard other people say this too. It's most unusual. You know, Brother Copeland, if he's going to visit somebody or going to go see somebody somewhere, he's got check in hand. He's ready.
That's right.
He's always ready to sow.
He's a sower.
He's always ready to give.
Mm-hmm.
And he really does fulfill the title of our last message today is Blessed to Bless. We've been blessed to bless. And we actually, as we fellowship with the Lord and we walk in this place of God as our source and we begin to prosper, then He begins to use us as one of the sources of prosperity that He can work through.
Yeah.
He begins to speak to us and say, I want you to take care of that need. I want you to pay off that house. I want you to take care of this thing. And I remember you were just talking about Donald Trump. I heard a story about him that he was in a limousine going through, I guess he was in New York, and they had a flat tire.
Yes.
And the person that was driving the limousine did not know how to fix the flat tire. So there's Donald Trump sitting in the limo and there's a man that stopped to help him. So this guy gets out of his car, he gets down, he changes the tire, and then Donald Trump gets out to thank the man and he ends up paying his mortgage. He paid
Donald
off his house.
Trump
Donald Trump
paid off
this
mortgage.
Man's mortgage.
That's right. He's a sower.
He's a sower.
Well, no wonder he's doing very well.
And you, I mean, I was so taken by that. And That's the kind of person that I aspire to be.
Yes.
Terry and I are givers, but we want to be better givers. We want to bless others. We want to be able to be a source for others, not to look to, but that God can go through.
That's right.
He wants to go through us to others to be a blessing to them. And I believe, Gloria, that is the ultimate goal of prosperity.
That's right.
Brother Copeland's quote from his book on the laws of prosperity, "True prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind in every realm of life, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and in every way." And people just have not seen the kind of givers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are. The money that has been sown from this ministry into other ministries, the money that they've given personally, the things that they've done have been an inspiration to us and our family. And now I'm watching, Gloria, I'm watching our children, I'm watching Kelly's children, I'm watching John's children. They're all sowers. They're all givers. They all have this mindset of giving.
And they're prosperous.
They're prosperous. They're prospering. And so let's look at a couple of scriptures here, Gloria, about being blessed to bless.
Okay.
And that's what I'm wanting to get over to you today, that as God is your source and you make God the source of your life, you get to the point where, and it doesn't take long, and it doesn't take much. I mean, you can begin to bless others right where you are right now. You can begin to reach out to others. And I've done this time and time again in blessing somebody or just, you know, I'll be in a store somewhere and there's a clerk working there and I'll get an inspiration from the Father that this person needs to be encouraged today with some finances. Mm-hmm. And so I'll pull out some money and give it to them. And I've had people cry before. Oh. I've had people cry over that before. I had a waitress one time, this was last year during the Believers Convention, and a good friend of ours, Buddy Pilgrim, you know Buddy.
Yes.
Terry and I took him to lunch during the convention. And the Lord had me do something that I have never done before. And that was I gave a tip to the waitress before she even took the order. The Lord said, sow a seed into her. So I took a crisp $100 bill and I called her over. I said, the Lord impressed me and I'm never ashamed to tell people who's talking to me and what this is all about. And I said, the Lord has impressed me to give you your tip now. And so I pulled out the $100 bill and I gave her the tip. Well, she turned out to be a college student who's working her way through college. She nearly cried. She looked at it and she looked at the $100 bill. Her eyes were wide open like this. She looked at that $100 bill. She said, really? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I must say we had the best service that day.
I bet you did get good service.
Can I help you with something? You know, I got that from Jesse. Jesse Duplantis is a tremendous giver.
Yes, he is.
And Terry was speaking at a Kathy's ladies' meeting. Mm-hmm. And so Jesse said, bring George. He and I will have a good time together. And so Terry and I went out to their beautiful home.
Oh, what a lovely place.
And the night that Kathy and Terry went to the meeting, Jesse and I stayed at the house and watched a movie. And he's got this beautiful media.
Yes, he's got a great media.
Oh, my goodness. And we sat there in our pajamas and watched this movie. It was really quite an experience. But they took us out to dinner. And we had our dinner together. And then came the time to pay the check. Well, Jesse took care of the check. And then he pulls out the wad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know what a wad is?
I do.
It's a wad of money.
$100 bills.
Here comes the tip. He starts peeling off this money. And he calls the girl over to give her, he's already put a tip on the credit card. Now he's going to give her the extra tip. Mm-hmm. And so she comes over and she knows who he is. They all know who he is.
You got good service too, I bet.
We had great service. and peeled this off, handed it to her. And tears.
Oh, she needed it, didn't she?
She.
You know, you just don't ever know what a person's going through. And just something, even an encouraging word helps.
Wow.
But somebody in a financial jam and you give them money, and they might not even know you or you know them.
She needed that.
She began to weep, did she?
She needed that. I was out somewhere the other day, and I was going through one of these fast food places. I was like doing errands all day long, and I got hungry. Suddenly I got hungry, and I'm like, I have to have something to eat. So I pulled into this place and drove through, and they took my order. And I said, Lord, I said, how much do you want me to give her? And he said, give her about $40. Okay. And so she hands me the meal.
Bless her heart.
And I pulled out a couple of $20 bills, and I said, here, I want you to have this. And at first she wouldn't take it. She said, are you sure? And then she took it and she held it like this. She said, I needed this so much.
Oh, my
goodness. I needed this so much.
Was that, you probably got blessed more than she did.
There was another guy that I drove through. Yes, she did. There's another place I drove through to get something to eat. And I looked at the guy in the window. I said, how are you doing today? He said, oh, another day, another dollar. And my spiritual insides just lit up. So he's getting this food ready.
That challenged you, didn't it?
That was the challenge. I said, what do you want me to do? The Lord said, take out a $20 bill. Okay. And so he opens up. I pay for this thing, which is about $5. So I give him the $5. Then I take the $20 bill and I hand it to him and I said, another day, another $20. And he said, why are you doing that? I said, because the Lord told me he wanted you to be blessed. And he took my hand and he shook my hand. He said, thank you. Thank you so much. Gloria.
You got blessed more than he did.
I got so blessed. And this happens all the time. Terry and I do this all the time. We are constantly in a giving mode. Where did we get that? That's where that came from. We are constantly in a giving mode. We have been so blessed, and we've looked to God as our source so much, Gloria, yeah, that we are now able to be a blessing to others, a major blessing to others, to sow into others' lives. And Lord, what do you want me to do for them, or how do you want us to bless them? It is a constant thought. It's constant.
You're a sower.
It's constant. We are a sower.
So you're a reaper.
It's a constant, and we are a reaper. It's a constant thought that we carry with us all the time to be a blessing to someone.
Amen.
I've watched it with Brother Copeland. I've watched it with you. I've watched him bless
He loves
people.
To sow.
I've watched him bless. You.
I think he truly likes to sow more than
he does.
Reap.
He does. I think he sows so he can reap so he can sow some more.
I think so.
And I think it just, the passion that he has, that passion to sow seed into others' lives, it's gotten on us as family. It's all over us to be able to do that like him. And I mean, moments don't go by until Terry and I think about how can we bless, or how can we sow, or who can we give into, and what can we do here, or how can we do this. And even from the church, we have our own benevolent fund from the church, just like the ministry.
Yeah.
We take 10% of everything that comes into our church in the same way that Kenneth Copeland Ministries takes 10%, sets it aside, and we minister to various ones that are getting the gospel out there. And Gloria, time after time, it has come right on time for
Praise
those people
God.
That we sow into. Mm. It's come right on
time. It's really a
time.
Privilege, isn't it, George?
It is a privilege. It's a privilege. And let me just read a couple of scriptures. We're nearly out of time, but Gloria, this just bubbles
Go
up
ahead.
And over in me. This Genesis 12:2, this is the Amplified Translation, and this is God talking about Abraham, or to Abraham. And this is the way it should be with us. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors.
Hallelujah.
Make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others.
Hallelujah. What a privilege.
Abraham's reason for being blessed was to be a blessing. That's our reason.
That's right.
Our reason.
Yes.
Our motivation for accumulation is distribution. That's my motivation.
Amen.
In Zechariah 8:13, God has made us a source for others as a blessing, a source for Him to work through. In the New Living Translation, it says, among other nations, Judah and Israel became symbols of a cursed nation, but no longer.
No longer.
Now I will rescue you, and I will make you both a symbol and a source of blessing.
Hallelujah.
So don't be afraid. Be strong and get on with rebuilding the temple.
Praise God.
The temple. And in Psalm, we just have moments left here. Psalm 37, 21, the wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous
give generously. Hallelujah.
We are generous givers.
Glory to God. Because it all comes
from Him.
That's right.
He's the source, Gloria.
Quick to give.
Where did I get the $40 to give to that person? It came from
the
Father.
The blessing.
Where did I get the $20 to give to that guy? It came from. Where did I get whatever it is that I have given to others? It's come from Him. He's the source of our giving.
That's right.
In Psalm 37, 25, I was young and now I'm old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread.
Praise God.
They're always generous,
yes,
and they lend freely.
Glory
their children will prosper. In Proverbs 11, 25, a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be
truth?
Refreshed.
Hallelujah.
I think that's what's happening, Gloria, to us.
Yes.
We refresh others and we are refreshed.
Amen.
Galatians 6:10, let us practice generosity to all while the opportunity is ours. Above all, to those who are of one family with us in the faith. And I like
Hallelujah.
What you said a little while ago. You said giving is an opportunity.
It really is.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
we praise you, Lord.
We look to you as the source of everything. And right now, we look to you as the source of seed. We look to you as the source of all that we can give and bless others with. Father, our only motivation for prosperity is the distribution of that prosperity to bless others and to be a blessing to mankind. And true prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of other people in every realm of life. And so, Father, thank you. You are the source of everything we need.
Yes.
And you are the source of everything that we give.
Yes, yes.
We are blessed
to
bless.
You've made us able to sow.
In Jesus' name.
Give you praise.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Gloria.
Well done, George.
What a day we've had together.
I love the word. Thank you
I
for taking time
Thank
to
you.
Come and share with us.
Thank you, Gloria.
Professor of Prosperity.
It is an honor.
Hallelujah.
It is an honor.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.